Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby. Bobby
Bones. Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with the whole gang here. First off, he loves to play the guitar and sing. And recently at work, he was criticized because he was practicing his golf swing. Yeah. Here's Eddie. Let's go.
Hey. Can't do anything. Hey, guys, so check it out. I thought I was a genius for doing this. So on Sundays, we watch football. We're the whole family. We're big Dallas Cowboys fans. And so we watch the game together, and I'm thinking to be interactive, let's do push-ups, right? Every time the Cowboys score, we're going to do push-ups. But my system was flawed, though, because I did push-ups for the score. So if they score 3 points, that's three push-ups. Boom, boom, boom. They score seven after that, that's 10 push-ups total. Three and the seven. Boom, boom, boom. Well,
that's a lot of push-ups.
Last week, they scored like 43 points. We're close to 100 push-ups.
I'm like, Rams game?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, guys, we're going to have to just like not do this anymore. And they scored like 28 this week.
I think more push-ups, that would be better, because it like makes it...
We weren't even doing real push-ups anymore.
He's saying it's a lot harder than he thought it was going to be.
Right. But I mean, I feel like you want the higher points and you also want the more push-ups. If you're making it fun, might as well get them in.
It's like you don't want to have to do them, but if you have to do them, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know colleges do it too. You know, you see like the guys. The Oregon Duck does it, and it's cool and all. But after a while, we were like, we're not even doing push-ups anymore. The kids are like, no more touchdowns.
Jacked, just jacked. What's up, boys? What sucks is if you do a bunch of push-ups like this last week and you lose.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you do them every time. You don't just do 28 total.
Correct.
You do seven, and then you do, if they score three more, then you do 10.
Yeah.
Oh, so you add it on.
You just keep adding.
Yeah.
How did those guys do it at Oregon? Like, I don't understand.
And in a duck costume.
Yeah. Didn't they have a fill-in? Like in between quarters, they go and switch out ducks? That way, there's a new duck in there doing the push-ups?
I don't think so. I think a lot of times in that position, especially if the mascot is an active mascot, NBA jumping, college football, if they tumble, I think they're just really in shape.
Really strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it, though. Hey, adding some fitness to your Sundays.
We're trying.
All right. Moving on over, he was recently excited when, from the real world, John Brennan came on the show. He's the only artist he's ever paid attention to in our studio. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
I got kind of upset this weekend, guys. It's rare for me to get that upset, frustrated, angry, whatever. So my five-year-old got invited to a...
It's rare?
It's not rare at all. But okay.
That's actually what you're known for.
Yeah.
So he got invited to a birthday party, got an invitation, said, hey, birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. Come on out. Let's celebrate. Didn't say anything about not bringing siblings. So we tell the two younger ones, yeah, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. It's a birthday party. You get to go. They're going to have tokens for you to play games.
Wait, is that common? I don't have kids. So if your kid gets invited, do you often take the siblings?
No, yeah. You ask first.
Usually, or if you do you just take them as a side and you do stuff, let them do stuff, not birthday party included?
That's possible too. That you can do that. That way the host or whoever the parent is of the birthday kid isn't paying for everyone. Yeah.
Got it.
Usually they say no siblings on the invite. That's usually how it happens. But when it doesn't say no siblings, you bring the siblings.
But you don't ask, hey, did you guys forget to say no siblings?
No.
Got it.
Because if they don't say it, then it's spoken, hey, all are welcome.
Got it.
So we show up. and we're ready, and my three-year-old goes up to get his little tokens from the lady, and she's like, oh, no. These are, it's only for the class. It's not for everyone. And I'm like, okay, so now I got to explain to my kids that they can't do Chuck E. Cheese because this lady...
Wait, they can't do it? Why don't you just buy them some tokens?
Well, because we were under the impression that it was everybody was welcome.
Yeah, I hear you, though, but why don't you just buy them the tokens then?
Well, that wasn't part of the deal. Part of the deal is we're going to a birthday party because I got to be at the birthday party because my kid's at the birthday party.
Right, so but while you're there, why don't you just buy them some tokens?
One part of the plan, man. So, are you guys on my team?
No.
No.
So what's weird is you never get mad or angry or have any rage.
Right, exactly. And so I was frustrated. So when we left that birthday party, I was like, well, that family's not going to be our friends.
Yeah, well, they're probably fine with that.
Yeah, they're cool with that.
I don't know the no siblings invite thing, right? Like, that's not, I don't have that culture yet. But I feel like even if there were to be a misunderstanding and you had your kids with you and you could afford it, you would just buy them some tokens to let them play games instead of making them sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, so we went next door. We left. Like, my wife stayed at the birthday party, and we went and just walked around the store.
For free.
Free.
Probably should have done that to begin with.
No, when it says, hey, come on, let's go.
Let's go, bring siblings.
It said, let's celebrate.
Come on.
That's probably a generic birthday card.
Yeah, but it probably was addressed to one kid. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, we know what you're saying.
I'm just saying, I think I'm Team Lunchbox.
Yeah, you are Team Lunchbox. Yeah,
okay, Lunchbox, let's just say your kid is having a party, he's best friends with one of Eddie's four kids,
mm-hmm.
and you invite that one kid, and Eddie shows up with all four kids. Are you paying for the other ones?
No, I would say on the thing, no siblings. Like, I know the rules.
He has a point there.
I know the etiquette.
Mine isn't arguing.
No, the etiquette is you ask if other siblings are allowed.
Give your kids $5 if you have it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you think it costs only $5 to go to Chuck E. Cheese? You ain't been in a while.
You're right, I haven't been in a while. All right, moving on. She wasn't honest on where she'd go on a first date. She said yes to a fast food place, but that's up for debate. All right, here's Amy. Yay.
Even my friends were texting me about that after. They're like, shut up. Okay, I got an email. Subject line said, create a new password. And then it said, hi. We got a request to change your password. You can create a new password to finish making changes in the account center. Create password. Here, click this link. And it looked so legit that I thought, oh, someone tried to request a password change in my Instagram. And don't worry, I didn't click anything. But just, it's another scam to look out for. Like, they are getting so good. Even when I click on the email that it came from, it was even better than it wasn't
address.
Like 254-9er. Like, no, it looked more real. So hopefully, and then I went to my Instagram and everything was fine inside there. So I'm just like, okay.
Well, let's make this an official scam alert then. Scam alert! Scam alert! Just give me the subject and the first line so people know.
Subject was create a new password and says, hey, we got a request to change your password. And so that's alarming when you're like, wait a second.
Somebody's trying to log into your account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, scam alert. Thank you for sharing that, Amy.
No problem.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's a big golf guy now. He plays whenever time will allow. Bobby Bones.
Woo. Thank you. I did not know I had a mailbox here. And I was just in the bathroom and I saw my mailbox for the first time.
Probably a lot of mail in there, huh?
Well, I think Scuba or Abby go through it.
Oh.
Look for ricin, you know, any sort of chemical. But I just grabbed a thing and opened it. First time I've ever opened my mail here where I grabbed it. I get mail all the time that I go through. So I'm going to show you guys what was just sent to me.
Okay.
Attention, Bobby Bones. Dear Bobby Bones, I've been listening to your show in San Antonio. The reason for my letter, I tried to bring the Arkansas Razorbacks out of their slump. Now, he sent this before the game this last weekend. He said, I know you had to get rid of your lucky shirt. I made this pin, and it shows he's in like a factory making a pin that I hope can change your team's luck. I hope this gets to you and you get on a winning track except for when you play Texas A&M. Signed, David St. James, Texas A&M, class of 82.
Whoop.
And it is a personal, it's a pen he made.
A pen to write with.
Like a...
Oh, wow. It's like a ballpoint nice pen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it shows him making it. Like, zzzz. How cool is that?
Is okay, he a pen maker?
I wonder how much other good stuff I got in the mail that these guys have stolen.
But also...
No comment.
Who knows that... The pin, did that bring the good luck?
I think so.
That's why they won?
Look, you turn it.
And the thing comes out.
Let me write something.
Does it work?
Pig. I've never seen a better pin in my life.
Wow.
You put Razorback helmet on it. And
wow. Dude, you should be pen guy now.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Take it everywhere you go.
David St. James. And thank you, U.S. Postal Service.
For getting it to
for
you?
For the mail.
Yeah.
It is fascinating.
Who knew?
Like, how does that work?
Overnight? No idea.
No, it's crazy.
How does it get from one place to the other?
I know.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. They say you shouldn't do business with family and friends. I'm starting to learn why. About 9 months ago, a friend of mine was in dire financial straits. I was fortunate enough to be in the position to lend him $7,500. The deal was he'd pay me back $500 a month until we were square. Since then, I've only seen $500 and I never hear from him. I do, however, see him posting all the cool stuff he's doing, like a trip to Vegas, VIP concert tickets, a new leather coat. I don't want to play the legal card, but I'm not sure how else I can make the point. How can I get him to take me seriously when I say I want my money back? Signed, friend. Out of $7,500, love Raymundo, by the way. Mm-hmm. $7,500. Mm-hmm. That's the Raymundo reference.
Oh, 7.5.
Yeah. 7.5.
Yes. Yeah, it's tough. That's just a lot of money. Usually, it's like, hey, be ready because when you loan your cousin $200, you probably aren't going to get it back. Boy, $7,500. That is significant. What I would do is ask him to take out a loan to pay me back if you weren't getting it back, and let them deal with that. Because that sucks. That's a lot.
Yeah, but okay. Isn't it, though, with family and friends, if you loan money, you have to be prepared to...
I agree. Unless it's like $8,000.
I know.
Like, probably shouldn't have done that to begin with, but
that's
they did it.
It's a lot. Do we know, was the leather jacket gifted to him?
We shouldn't compare those things, though.
Yeah.
That's the first advice I want to give you. Don't look at what he's doing on Instagram, because Instagram isn't fake anyway.
Right.
It's the greatest hits. It might not be his leather jacket. It could be Barnes Buddies.
Right.
You can make stuff up. Who cares? Also, you're not watching his accounts. You're just irritated you're not getting your money. The first thing to do is to have a conversation. Or if he's not going to answer, you just send a text message. Be like, hey, when do you think I can get my next payment? Don't push him on all of it or what he's doing. Be like, hey, I'm struggling right now. Is there any way you can help me back? I need to get my money back. Secondly, you learned a lesson here. I've been burned a couple times. That's just too much.
I told you I'd pay you the money, dude.
And you
eventually.
You gave me $1 a year for the past.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hire an enforcer?
You can hire anybody.
But not
Mike D lives on dark web. He tells me all the time you can hire whatever you want.
Like, not to hurt him, but to scare him.
Yeah, it's probably not legal, I think you can.
That'd be
legit.
No. That's
like, really, just someone to just be like.
Then you're spending more money. I mean,
you're like, Eddie wants his money.
Or it's an investment. You spend $100 to get $7,500 back.
Oh.
You have to have two things. One, you got to either be under the idea of you may lose this friend. Now, if you're going to press hard for the money and get angry, you're probably going to lose the friend. You may get the money, but you may lose the friend. You can do the middle, which is going to be awkward, but you need to start getting that payback. Or you can go like, I'm going to keep the friendship and just be out the $7,500. And all three aren't fun.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But that's the risk you take when you loan people money that you don't know. But you can do the legal way, too. But it's going to cost you more money.
Or even if you do know. Then
I don't understand what you just
said. You said that's the risk you take when you loan people money you don't know.
Or people that you do know is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You take
the risk no matter.
I said that wrong. I'm glad you were there and embarrassed me in front of my friends again. All she does is make me look stupid in front of you guys. All I wanted is impress you guys. And she's making me look dumb every day in front of my friends.
Okay. I didn't say it. You did.
It's a tough place to be. I will acknowledge that. I think you learned something here. What I would do is my approach. I would just reach out and go like, hey, I'm struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there any way I can get that $500 this month and we can get back on track with that? Because I'm in a bad spot. And hopefully they will work then. If not, then you hire an enforcer.
Enforcer. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Our executive producer, Scuba Steve, is in studio.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
This is the final Friar Tuck check-in.
Friar Tuck, the guy on Robin Hood that had the, he's kind of bald on top.
He was always drunk.
He had the hair half circle.
Yeah.
Which Scuba Steve has right now because he's letting it grow. Why is this the last one?
So the whole bet is basically if I grow my hair till the end of the year, Eddie then has to shave his head.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's been 3 months of me growing this hair out.
You have the ring. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I had the ring.
It's like Dr. Phil's head.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And so I had a basketball game this past weekend. I'm my son's coach. And I was sweating the whole time wearing that hat because I won't take it off. and it was really uncomfortable.
Were you that embarrassed? I think it looks pretty good, actually.
Dude, it's so embarrassing. It has, I guess, demeaned me in a sense where I don't feel like me. I feel awful. I just don't. I'm not myself. Even my confidence levels. I mean, I'm not putting people down who have this look because some people rock it. It's their thing. It's for me, it's not.
Did you think it looked bad, honestly?
Yeah.
I thought it made him look younger. Oh, you did it?
Exactly.
No, you can be honest.
Please. I don't think it looks bad, but I don't think it makes you look younger.
Yes. So does this make me look younger?
Oh, he shaved
without
it off.
The hair.
He shaved
Whoa,
it off.
Wait,
why would he do
well,
that?
Well, this is the guy at the beginning that says, I never back out of a bet. I don't stop radio bits. I do everything. And then you just quit.
Well, I asked my wife, what should I do? She goes, flip a coin. That's how all our big decisions are made. Flip the coin and land it on the head.
He shaved it all off.
I shaved it off.
Okay, so bet's off.
So Eddie, you have to do nothing. And he had to live 3 months with a Friar Tuck on his
head. I do not understand. It was like another month, dude.
I couldn't do another month.
Almost two.
I could not do it. I couldn't go through all the holidays and see family and friends and explain it
every single
time.
It didn't look that bad, though, but I'm telling you. I know you think it does. It didn't look that bad.
Yeah, cause coming from a guy with a full head of hair, it's easy to say that.
That's true, Bones.
I am in shock at your
give-up
attitude.
Hair or no hair, I'd be like, dude, it looks terrible.
It's not a give-up attitude. I flipped the coin. I couldn't do it. Then the coin said, shave your head. And as soon as I shaved it, my wife goes, oh, my husband's back. And gave him his big kiss, and we hung out for a little
bit. Because I bet your confidence went up, too.
Confidence went way through the roof.
Okay, Eddie, he has waved the white flag.
I love it.
You have to do nothing except now just live your normal life.
What a great day. Thanks, Scuba.
Good day for you. Hey, no problem. Anytime.
Because I was stressing about it.
Having to shave your head.
Oh, I would just keep like, man, here we go. Like, the end of the year is coming. I'm about to be bald.
Oh, yeah. Now you're off the hook.
Okay, Scuba. Thank you.
No problem, dude.
And Lunchbox, I'm surprised too.
I mean, what?
It's not like
I never knew you to be weak like that, Scuba. Like, you are, that's weak sauce. Like,
it just was very uncomfortable. I mean, even just, like I said, I'm doing basketball now.
Your own words were,
I know.
I never, you said, I never go back on a radio bit.
He mostly never does.
Well, he can't say that.
Exactly.
Your word is nothing.
That was 3 months. So come on, give me that.
No,
it's nothing.
No, because you backed out. I'm okay with it, but you backed out.
Yeah, I said I was going to grow my hair for a year, guess what I did? I grew my hair for an entire year.
Yeah, but that
was
for a money bet.
That's very different.
Yeah, but I didn't get paid.
Yeah, but you didn't know that until after you grew it
all up. My buddy knocked up a chick.
And your hair grows. Oh. Your hair grows, so that's a whole different scenario here.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. Your hair was growing too.
Thank you. Okay. It was funny. It was awesome. Yeah, I liked it.
Thank you.
I liked it. If you're in Louisville, I'm going to be there not this Friday, but next Friday doing my final on my tour, the Comedically Inspirational Show. Would love for you guys to come. The 15th, I think. It's not this Friday, but next Friday. Get tickets at bobbybones.com. We'll see you guys. And Scuba, the ring's gone.
Yeah, it is.
Lord of the Ring is no longer the Lord.
No.
He's just a dude now.
I'm just a dude
that's with
good.
A bald head.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Freddie Bello, also known as Freddie the Pizza Man, has pizzerias all over Michigan, Detroit, and surrounding areas. Well, he started a foundation a few years ago, and it was when his son was diagnosed with autism is when he realized that there's a community out there that needs quiet rooms. So he spent a lot of money and a lot of time building these quiet rooms all over town, including where the Detroit Lions play at Ford Stadium. These are these little rooms that where people with autism or anyone that has sensory overload can go in there, and it's peace and quiet, and they can relax, which is crazy. You don't even think about that, but Freddie the Pizza Man.
I bet you, I don't think about that because I don't have a family member who, you know, has to deal with that.
Yeah.
But for those that do, I bet it's a life changer to go places and they have these.
And think about you take your kid to like a Detroit Lions game and the crowd's crazy and there's a lot going on. They could freak out. Well, what do? You take them to the quiet room. Pretty awesome.
No, I hear you. I just don't know if I take them to a game initially.
Yeah, I think
there was a chance of that. But maybe I would. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's a big football fan.
Exactly. That's a great story. Freddie the Pizza Man, you're awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about firmness. I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time.
For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Classic TV theme songs. I bring this up because Christopher Knight, do you know who that is?
Backstreet Boys. What's the...
Kappa Kappa.
New Kids in the Block?
Yeah, that's it.
Peter Brady.
Yeah.
From the Brady Bunch. The game is called Classic TV Theme Songs.
Okay. But I thought he was an actor too.
Christopher Knight. You're thinking of Jordan Knight and Jonathan Knight.
Oh, they were brothers.
But not Christopher Knight. He's 66. He played Peter Brady. Peter was the middle. Bobby was the youngest. Greg was the oldest. So I'll play you the karaoke version of a classic TV theme. You name the show. I'm going to play you the Brady Bunch here, karaoke version.
Here's the story. Lovely lady.
So you're not getting the words.
Wow.
Golly, I don't know that I would hear that.
I heard the very beginning, but right now I don't hear it.
What are you talking about?
The youngest one in curls.
Here's a story about a lovely fellow.
And you got to understand, this is Eddie's high school day.
Boys of his own. Yeah. They were four men living all together. Okay, ready, guys.
They were all alone.
Dun, 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 dun.
And this one day.
And Andy Davis is Alice. We have 10 of these. You'll go until you miss it. It's Eliminator.
Okay.
Oh, that's no fun.
Okay, lunch is out. All right.
Well, you're done, dude.
Here we go. Number one.
In.
In for the win.
Everybody's good? Amy?
Fresh Prince.
Eddie?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Lunchbox?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So, this is...
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Good job. Everybody gets 1 point there. Nice. All right, number two.
That's a classic.
I know. Yeah. Go.
Can I go a little more?
Yeah, like 5 seconds.
Okay, good.
Oh.
Wow, okay. I'm in.
You in?
Yeah.
Lunch.
I'm in.
Okay, what do you have?
I wrote something down. Family Matters.
Eddie?
Family Matters.
Amy?
Family Matters.
Okay, let's see.
It's a rare tradition this day and age to leave any good news on a newspaper page.
That's Family Matters. Nice
okay.
job. Yeah. Good job. Good job. All right, next up.
I'm in.
Not the same one.
I'm in.
Never heard that. Aggressive guitar. All right. Lunchbox.
Man, I feel like we've had this before, like where we talk about this same writer. So I put Step by Step because they're on the same night, same TGIF. Show.
Yeah. Amy?
Full House.
Eddie?
That's Full House, Bugs. Nope.
Okay. Let's see.
They're driving down the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's a rare tradition this day in... No, I'm kidding. It's the same writers. I know. It's the same writers. It is Full House. But Step by Step, they also did that on Lunchbox.
I mean, they sound the exact same. I have no idea.
Same everything.
Sorry,
yes.
buddy.
But yeah. it is Full right. House. Full House. All right, next.
I'm in.
In.
Only two left. All right. You guys have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah. Cheers.
Eddie?
Cheers. I don't know how this goes, though.
Yeah. Waking away the world again takes everything you got. Zabada-da, zazada-da-da, shabba-la-la-la. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Yes, cheers, good. All right, go with this one.
In.
In.
Eddie?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Amy?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Listen to a story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crew.
Black gold.
Texas tea. Good. All right, that's fine. We have five more to go. Let me play it. Let's get into a song here. We'll come back. Two remain. You guys good?
Yeah.
I'm going to cool down.
That's what we want.
Okay.
I mean, cool. Halftime.
Okay.
It's halftime. All right, here we go. Classic TV theme songs. Just the karaoke version, so you'll hear no words. Name it.
I'm in.
Ooh.
I'm in.
Wow. I thought that might get you guys. Mm-mm. Amy?
Growing Pains?
Ready?
Who's the boss?
Oh, shoot, that's it. Thanks.
I get
okay,
it.
Okay.
Who's the boss? I get it. Yeah.
Eddie, it didn't get me.
Eddie's singing here.
Got me.
There's a time, a place, and a time for this. Take a chance and make the way. And it all goes and it rolls again. Plan your life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. I found the trail, and at the end was you.
There's a time. That's a long one,
Eddie's
man.
Eddie's our winner. Let's go. So why do you have to start wearing a retainer during the day?
Well, it's just a retainer. I have to wear it for a short amount of time, like a week, if I wear it as much as possible. It's.
You have to wear it during the show?
I'm supposed to wear it as many hours of the day possible. He said, try to get 22 hours if you can. And I thought, okay, well, but I.
But what about the other two?
I talk. Well, that's it for eating.
That's the break. You get a 2-hour
stuff
break.
Like that.
But you don't have it in now.
No, because if I had it in, you would know.
Can we hear it?
I tried working with it.
Let's
in.
Hear it. Do you have it with you?
I do have it.
Because maybe we won't notice it.
I also recorded a liner that I had to do with it just to see if it would pass.
Okay, go ahead.
Right now at BobbyBones.com. No. You can enter for a chance.
Stop.
Wow.
It's Daffy Duck, man.
That's great. Amy, people might like you more.
I want to be quiet because I jumped and laughed.
I
started laughing. I want to play it again. Sorry.
I did that, Amy.
Stop right fucking that. All right, here you go.
Right now at BobbyBones.com, you can enter for a chance to win a trip for two. It'll include airfare, a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, dinner for two at Edge Steakhouse, and tickets to attend the 65th Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Enter and get rules at BobbyBones.com.
Get as rules. Long as you don't say anything with S's, I think you win.
Amy, I like it.
Get ruled.
I mean, we say a lot.
Can I see
of
it?
S's.
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, how long until she loses that?
Hey, let's just try a bit.
I don't want to do the pile, though, with her retainer on. We have that coming up.
That might be really funny.
No, I'll have to take it out. But
no, you can't do the show with it like that.
What about
do you have just like an extra morning corner we can do?
What about when it's y'all segments? You know?
Don't say segments.
Like,
you should just put it on when we're not talking. If we're playing the commercials or a song.
I don't know what's going to work. I feel like I'm just going to have to end up wearing it longer than a week. But he's like, if you could wear it that much for a week, it's like repositioning my jaw.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm like grinding so hard and he's trying to.
Maybe one segment a morning, we let her put the retainer in.
I love it.
But okay. You should keep it in during the show when we're not on the air.
Okay.
Knowing or that your S's are like that, can you kind of like move your tongue?
What if I only have.
It's like she doesn't know English.
Yeah, she's
like,
trying to.
She only speaks German. What?
I'm trying to get language without.
Maybe
an
you
S.
can practice with it and it gets easier if you wear it all day at home.
If I choose words that don't have an S, I'm fine.
But that S sounded good, that last one.
Say S.
S.
No. S.
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 S. S.
No, no.
It's not going to work.
S.
S.
Yeah. F. No, but yes.
S.
One
S.
Okay. One segment a day. But I would keep it in when we're not on the air. Because okay. I do want your teeth to get better. Your jaw.
Jaw. Yeah, I know. And then I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. He's going to do whatever else, but I don't know. This is like new technology or something.
It doesn't seem like
it. It doesn't seem like it's that advanced.
Here's a voicemail.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I just got a joke for you. It's how you keep a room full of idiots in suspense. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Oh, got us. Got us real good.
Yeah.
We're
the idiots.
We'll tell you about it in a little bit. Hang tight. All right, let's go to the next one.
Just wondering if you guys think it's a little odd that Amy decided to say that she burnt herself with her curling iron and it wasn't a hickey after she's being a little suspicious about her trip to New York. Just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Didn't put two and two together?
Of course not.
But
there's
now.
Nothing to be put together.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Inspector Gadget. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Woo-hoo!
There's nothing.
You totally came in and 8 Mile to yourself.
No, I didn't.
You did. You went on the. You went. You said, I got a thing on my neck that looks like a hickey, and it's a curling iron burn. And we would have never seen it, but you threw yourself under the bus
because y'all,
to hide in plain sight.
We never saw it, Amy.
Yeah, and then you started going, oh, how was New York?
Yeah, but your hair is awesome. It's luscious and luxurious and whatever it is you say about hair. Look how full it looks.
It is very full.
We would have never seen that on your
neck.
It
has a lot of body.
Yes. But the thing is, Lunchbox
body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Lunchbox looks for that stuff. He saw it on Morgan the other day and was trying to out her.
But Morgan's hair is not luscious like yours.
Oh, rude. Also, it was also not a hickey.
But Morgan has her hair back a lot more than you do.
Yeah. You cover the neck.
Okay.
You put, I'm just saying, he's a little sus. All right. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a study found that ChatGPT may work better than therapists in diagnosing mental health things like depression. Researchers found that there's no biases, there's no gender, they can't see that, they can't see social class. So sometimes they can just kind of take the facts of what's being presented and tell you what's wrong. Although experts are saying don't replace this for any mental health care, but maybe use it as
I've already canceled my appointment.
but use it as a compliment.
They've also seen more accuracy when they do court cases. Now, they don't go to take a court case to ChatGPT, but they'll take court cases that are already, they already know what happened.
Because there's no bias.
Yeah. Because we as humans are biased. Sure. That's what makes us human. It is odd that AI is more right than human when human created AI. So then, is an AI human?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to get to a point where they have the humans do it, and then they have AI do it, and then how do they decide which one they're going to?
I don't think it should be a comparison. I think it can be a tool that is used by humans more so than is it this or that? Because we use tools all the time in science.
Yeah.
We develop different technologies and use that technology as we're also making decisions. So the whole Terminator issue where AI takes over the world, like that's going to happen for sure. But first we should use it as a team.
Yeah, I know. I just really struggle with the fact like if the jury's like, not guilty, and ChatGPT is like, guilty. Or it'd probably be reverse.
No idea, but thank you for sharing. Yeah. All right. What else?
Okay, DoorDash has started warning people who don't pre-tip that their food might arrive cold.
Pre-tip? I didn't think they knew.
They don't know what you tipped, but they know that you tipped.
Got it.
So, and then...
But that's okay. I tip anyway. It's not a pre-tip. It's just part of when you order.
Yeah, but sometimes people opt to tip on the backside. And what DoorDash is saying, just go ahead and throw your tip on the front side because your order will be more appealing to drivers, so it won't take them as long to get it to you.
Completely agree and understand. But if you don't tip on the front side, that's weird because it's part of before you push enter. Then you can always change it on the backside if they screw it up.
Oh, it's not like an Uber where you take the ride and then it reminds you later you want to tip your driver?
If you didn't tip, yes. But you pick your food. Submit, address right, yep. Or you seem to be too far away from this address. I'm like, oh crap, I don't want to order it to work. I do that all the time, I hate it. And then 15, 10, 12, whatever, click, boom, send final, goes through.
How do you tip before the service is done?
Like I just tip like it's gonna get here on time.
Oh,
and then if it's
risky.
No, it's not. And then if it's bad, you can actually adjust the tip. Like once they just left it on the street at my house. And I thought about changing the tip. I didn't, though. I thought maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're having a bad day, so I let her. But I could have changed the tip.
Wow. I would have said, never give me that driver again. No tip. Can you do that? Can you say, I don't want that delivery
person? I think you can ban a driver.
Oh, man, that's awful.
But if I were a driver, I think I would work harder for something I feel like was going to be a... It's just common sense. All right, what else?
The final episodes of Yellowstone Season 5 are going to premiere November 2024. And a new prequel.
I'm over it anyway.
That's still happening. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm over Yellowstone. I loved it. It was a big yep. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Until they buy commercials next year and I'm like, Yellowstone, watch it.
I have to say, when I saw this, I was like, oh, reminder to go watch the episodes I haven't watched yet. And then I'll wait till November of next year. We'll finish it. There's a prequel called 1944 that's also in the works. So, I mean, all
that's
the
Matthew McConaughey.
To keep up with.
1944?
Yeah.
I think that's the one with him.
Mm-hmm. Is he like a mobster?
I don't think there were mobsters in Yellowstone.
The 40s, that's just a random year to have a Yellowstone.
Well, I think they've done 1918. I think they're just going all the way up until...
They did like 1898 or something.
I think they do like the 80s. There's like E.T. and cocaine.
They're playing Ataris
and stuff. Yeah. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jennifer Minton of Virginia is sitting by a campfire last week. That's the crackle of the fire.
Okay. That's you know, spitting.
And she's supposed to be out there in nature getting away from technology, but she's like, nah, I'm going to get out my phone. I'm going to go into the Virginia Lottery, and I'm going to play Safari Quest. Don't know what that is. Don't know how you play it.
But you can play lottery on your phone in Virginia?
I guess in Virginia you can. I'm about to pack up and move because who knew I'd be addicted to my phone then. So she's playing Safari Quest. Whoa, crikey, quite a situation we got here. And all of a sudden, the jackpot resets, and she's like, oh, someone just hit the jackpot. That's pretty cool.
Why'd you do the crikey situation thing?
A safari, like, ooh, look at like.
We had no idea. Go ahead.
You got to have a leader on the safari, right? Don't you think?
Yes. We're very confused. Yes. Go ahead.
Anyway, she's sitting there, and then she realizes she's the one that won the $912,000. The jackpot reset because she won it.
She won $912,000 playing on her phone?
Yes, playing on her phone while she's supposed to be in nature at a campfire enjoying the outdoors. And she said the crazy part is...
That's crazy.
The week before, she won $50,000 playing Safari Quest. on her phone.
We need to play this.
Yeah, you got to go to Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know, but she won. So she in 2 weeks, she won $912,000, and the week before, she won $50,000. So congrats to her.
She won $900,000.
Amazing.
So I am making plans to go out in nature, sit by a campfire, and find a game on my phone, then I can win $900,000.
So who is Quakey?
Who's Quakey?
I don't know. You said he took Frikey.
No,
it's Safari.
I don't know. He lost like three times.
No. The Safari leader.
But why was he British?
Oh, it's Australia.
Australian safaris?
Yes.
I think African safaris.
But well, South Africa, they have that guy.
Australian safaris? I never would have thought that.
It's Crockett. What's that guy's name?
I
Steve
thought he
Irwin?
Just moved there from
isn't that Irwin? What's his name?
Yeah, Crockett.
Right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.